Damn!
Yeah!
Jason fanned Cleo into a hard gallop, and Ward and Abe were close behind. They came over the ridge just before they hit Matt's ranch. They saw arrows hitting the sides of the ranch house.
I'll be double damn and deep fried. Yeah, get him!
Abe slid off Boy and sent him back down to the shelter of the ridge behind them. Ward and Jason followed suit with their horses.
Why are they attacking at night? They ain't supposed to do that.
Search me.
The three of them were down in the brush now, hidden from observers, and sighting carefully through the weeds and cactus. There weren't many Indians, Jason was sure of that. Just a handful, really. He made out three more over in the weeds, and one shadowy figure over by the barn. He figured if he could see three in the brush, there were at least three more he couldn't see. That still didn't make a raiding party. These few had probably broken off from a larger group and were operating on their own. Anyway, he hoped so. He'd hate to run this crew off and have the main force show up in their wake. The few left in the brush slithered off, and Jason didn't see them again until they'd mounted their ponies and were making a getaway into the distance.
Below the house!
Jason didn't want to get himself shot by Matt McDonald, who'd probably take him for an Apache.
Who's out there?
The law, Matthew! We ran your Indians off and we're looking for a drink. You want to thank us, don't you?
Jason knew full well that Matt didn't want to thank him, but he got a kick out of asking anyway.
Come on down.
Sounds friendly enough.
Optimist. Ward, you all right?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the horses.
All right, see you in a few.
Ward traipsed back through the weeds and over the rise while Abe and Jason walked down the slope toward the ranch house. More lights went on in the house as somebody lit lanterns, and soon they were on the porch. Two ranch hands came out past them before Matt stepped to the fore. He looked as worn out as Jason felt. Jason nodded.
Matt, I'd like you to meet Deputy U.S. Marshal Abe Todd. Abe, this is Matt McDonald.
Abe stuck out his hand, and Matt took it and shook it enthusiastically.
Finally, some helpful law.
He ushered them into the house.
Tell me, Mr. McDonald, what...
It's Matt. Just Matt.
All right then, Matt. Just what did you do to those Apache to make them mad enough to try storming the ranch at night?
What, me? Nothing. They've been thieving my cattle. They've been threatening us with their presence. I haven't done one single thing to aggravate them.
Jason had already stretched out in an easy chair, and now Abe joined him, making himself comfortable on a settee across the room.
All right. You ain't done a single thing. Somebody say something about a drink.
Matt left the room, headed for the kitchen, and Jason checked his pocket watch. It was still early.
I'll get it.
Ward entered, looking as thirsty as Jason thought he would. All three horses were hitched to the rail outside.
You pitching a fit?
Near to it.
How near?
About an inch and a half.
Great. And one for me, Matthew! That ought to push him the rest of the way over.
Smiling, Ward sat on the other end of the settee and nodded his hello to Abe.